The New York Times reports that Pakistan has been a major supplier of critical equipment for North Korea's clandestine nuclear program. The report says the equipment was supplied in exchange for missiles Pakistan needed to match India's nuclear capability. Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld says he believes North Korea already has produced a small number of nuclear bombs. These latest revelations occur as the U.S. launches a diplomatic effort to convince Pyongyang to stop its development of nuclear weapons. NPR's Eric Weiner reports.
North Korea's confession about its nuclear weapons program continues to send shockwaves throughout the region, in Beijing, in Tokyo, and especially here in Seoul, only about 100 miles or so from the North Korean border. South Korean officials are trying to put the best possible spin on the news. A government spokesman says this may be North Korea's awkward attempt at starting a dialogue with the U.S. That may be wishful thinking, but Scott Snyder of the Asia Foundation says one thing is certain. North Korea's nuclear confession has shaken up the status quo.
It puts North Korea back near the top of the heap in terms of areas of crisis. And the real dilemma and question for the administration at this point is what do you deal with first? Because everything is a priority. Al-Qaeda, Iraq, and now North Korea is back.
There has been no official reaction from North Korea. There rarely is. But the Stalinist regime is sending signals through other channels. Donald Gregg is a former U.S. ambassador to Seoul and head of the Korea Society.
I had lunch today with the North Korean ambassador to the U.N., and he said, "We are willing to negotiate every issue that is of concern to America if you will give us assurances that you will not attack us as part of the axis of evil."
In fact, the Bush administration is trying to downplay the nuclear revelation, studiously avoiding any comparison between North Korea and Iraq. National Security Advisor Condoleezza Rice, speaking on ABC's Nightline, said, "We have other ways of dealing with North Korea." Indeed, U.S. military action against North Korea seems highly unlikely. Jim Hogue, an editor at the South Korean newspaper Jeonggang Ilbo, says that while Iraq's military capabilities may be debatable, no one doubts North Korea's ability to inflict major damage on its neighbor to the south.
The city of Seoul is targeted by many thousands of artillery pieces, and even though if a war broke out, there would be no question of the outcome. The damage that would be done to Seoul would be so terrific that it's hard to make an argument that belligerency is the way to handle the North Koreans.
And that, says Sam Kim, a professor at Columbia University, may explain why it chose to disclose its nuclear weapons program at this time.
My sense is that they probably feel that the Bush administration is too absorbed to take any sort of drastic action. And perhaps they are presenting this face with evidence that this would provide opportunity for major breakthrough.
A major breakthrough may be too much to expect, but the Bush administration is clearly reluctant to pick a fight with North Korea. Asked if the U.S. had a double standard, one for Iraq and one for North Korea, Condoleezza Rice replied, "Saddam Hussein is in a category by himself." Eric Weiner, NPR News, Seoul.